knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys, Dean.
He's soon to be Flying Dean.
Flying Dean?
Yes.
What'd you say, Crying Dean?
No, Flying Dean, not crying.
Oh, Flying, yes. No, I'm not crying yet, not until the plane takes off.
Right, that's when you always start weeping. Dean, we only have you for an abbreviated visit because you are you already on the plane? Are you heading to Los Angeles?
I am. I'm on the plane until they tell me to turn the phone off. Oh. So I think we'll have a nice segment or so.
Yeah, we'll go a little
bit
quicker.
You're in the air already?
Not in the air. They're boarding right now, but I'm already seated. I'm doing my man spread, so nobody can be near me.
Oh, that's nice. Dean, about a month ago, we talked to you and you were at an airport in a similar situation, and you were talking about the fact that you can't find a good snack at the airport, and somebody came to your rescue, huh?
Oh, my God. I was talking about how depressed I was that I couldn't find Planters peanut bars.
Yeah.
And I must have had about 50 emails from people trying to help me find them. And what was discovered was that apparently they're discontinued now, which, you know, broke my heart. Mm. Some people said that you can still find them, but, you know, I'm afraid they're, like, you know, coming from Korea or someplace.
Knockoffs? You think they're knockoffs?
Yeah, right. Planters peanuts are, you know, not exactly the real deal.
Tofu
but,
nuts.
I
don't have the note in front of me. I wish I would have brought it. But somebody who works for United Airlines sent me a box full of snacks that I can bring on the plane. Peanuts and beef jerky candy and just like all kinds of
outstanding.
You know, really, yeah, just really nice stuff. So very, very thoughtful Bill and Wendy show listeners.
Oh, that's so nice.
Making sure that I stay as fat as I am.
Oh, stop it.
That's so nice. All right, let's talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to hear about Serenity. I keep saying the stars of it show up on late night talk shows. What's it about?
Yeah, they better keep showing up on those late night talk shows to try to talk this one up because it's a pretty bad movie. It's Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway, both Oscar winners. But this movie starts off, I actually sort of liked about the first half hour of this movie because it looks like and feels like an old-fashioned noir drama.
Yeah.
That's set in sort of this sleepy maritime island where Matthew McConaughey is a fisherman. They take people out on their boat for fishing expeditions. And, you know, there's just like quirky, interesting characters on this island and, you know, people living sort of that island life. And one day, lo and behold, his ex-wife turns up on this island and offers him $10 million in cash if he will murder her current husband, who is very abusive to her. And really, that's about all I can tell you about this movie, because anything else beyond this would spoil the ending of the movie.
Oh,
but
okay.
There are some incredibly bad twists and turns with regard to this scenario. Had they kept it at this drama that they set up, that, you know, the ex turns up and wants him to kill her current wife, actually could have been kind of interesting, especially the way they were filming it and the way they were presenting it, which was very old-fashioned. Nothing better than the over out of cabin announcement right in the middle of a review. But I hope you can hear me through this. Oh, they're over. But they don't. They go in some very esoteric, very very kind of metaphorical, Ready Player One, digital matrixy, different kinds of directions that yields you a movie in which you have to decide the ending of the movie, which I don't like. Those are not my favorite kind of movies at all. I like you to tell me. I go to a movie, I want you to lay out a nice story, show me a nice story, tell me a nice story.
Sure.
I don't want to be part of decision-making process with this.
Yeah.
So they lay out several different things, and at the end of the movie, it could have been this, could have been that, could have been something else. Either way, at the end of the day, really, I didn't care. Hey, our captain's speaking to us now.
Oh, put him on.
But anyway, I wound up giving it a Dean's List C minus.
Oh, that's very disappointing.
Dean's List C minus. It's a very disappointing movie that just becomes a complete mess. That, you know, it's, oh, did you hear that? 57 degrees in L.A. right now.
Oh, rub it in. Rub it
Sorry,
in.
Don't want to rub it in.
No, go ahead.
Don't want to rub it in. But the...
why do pilots always sound like they're from Texas?
That's very true. Because I was talking to the pilot before I got on. He's from London. I don't know why he put on that funny accent.
Dean, do they have you, when they show a movie on an airplane and you're sitting there, do they have you review it for the rest of the customers?
Yeah.
They do?
At the end of the movie, they ask me to stand up and
give your summation.
Give her a review.
That's so nice of you.
Yeah, because people care about what I think.
Oh, they do care. They do care. Give us the other movie, The Kid Who Would Be King. That's a kid's movie, right?
That is a kid's movie, and I did not see that when it was screened at a time when I was out of town, so I wasn't able to see it. People are saying that it's very nice. It sounds actually kind of fun. It's a group of young kids set in today's world. One kid finds a sword that's embedded in a concrete embankment, and he's the only one that's able to remove the sword, so it's a take on King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, and it's up to him and his nerdy friends, the other, you know, the knights, if you will, to save Britain, that is in the midst of, in the movie, and sort of in real life, in the midst of, you know, political and civil unrest. So the premise of the movie sounds great. It stars the son of Andy Serkis, who we know from Lord of the Rings, and he's sort of the king of motion capture, but his son, from the clips that I've seen, from the trailers that I've seen, seems very talented and very charismatic. And
is it Andy Serkis's son, Bozo Serkis?
That's his daughter. You know good and well that's a girl's name. don't mock.
Sorry, you're right.
Hey, were you happy with the Academy Award nominations?
Yeah,
I know you guys talked about them.
What'd you think? No major surprises. I mean, one or two minor surprises, but no major surprises, right?
Yeah, I guess the biggest surprise that Bradley Cooper didn't get nominated for a director, which that was a little bit of a surprise. Nice that Spike Lee was finally nominated for Best Director after all of these years, so 30-plus years of making motion pictures.
Yeah. Wendy looks confused.
Wait, that was the first time
he's been nominated as a screenwriter, but never as a director.
Really?
Yeah.
Screenwriter, yeah. He won an Oscar 31 years ago for Do the Right Thing, but never, all of these years and all the movies that he's made, has never been nominated for Best Director yet. And I think there's a chance he could win this year. You know, if they go body of work, it's possible that Spike Lee could win for this film, Black Klansman, which is very good.
It's awesome.
And his many great films. I have a feeling that might go to Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Yeah.
And Best Picture this year, I think, could wind up going to Roma. I personally disagree with that, but... I like A Star Is Born, but it just doesn't seem to be the year for A Star Is Born at all.
Dean,
so,
what do you think about this controversy about this documentary? They made a documentary about a little boy in England who had died years ago. He was murdered by two other kids, and his family wants that documentary stricken from the record. They don't want it to be up for any Academy Awards. What do you make of that story?
Well, I think that I think you ought to respect the wishes of the family. It's their story. It's a painful story. It's a difficult story.
Yeah,
and I think that's more important than making a movie and telling the story. It's their personal life, and I think that you need to respect that. Some things are more important than movie making. It's certainly probably legally, it's the filmmaker's right to continue to present it and have it up for Oscar consideration. They would make the argument that people would benefit from having it out, but ultimately, it's It's about somebody's life.
But Dean, what would happen if somebody, and they have done this, they made documentaries about 9/11. What if a family or several families got together and said, oh, no, that's too painful for us to know that documentary's out there. How do you separate it? Is it just that this is more personal than something that
this
like that?
This is somebody's kid. I mean, this is their only yeah. their story.
But other people's kids died in 9/11.
Yeah, and I think legally the 9/11 story can be told. But you know, somebody can make a movie about you. Somebody can make a movie about me. There's nothing really that we can do to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If they take proper precautions of protecting themselves of the use of likeness and image, and there are ways around all of that. So legally, there's probably nothing they can do. Do you have a heart?
Right.
Do you care about somebody else's feelings, about somebody else's loss? That's, sure. I would have to ask myself a question. If I was going to do a movie that I knew was going to severely hurt a family, I would really think twice about doing something like that.
Yep, I get that. Dean, travel safely. You're in Los Angeles for a couple of days?
I'm in Los Angeles for a couple of days, and we're going to talk with Chris Pratt.
Oh, nice.
I love him.
With Elizabeth Banks, mm-hmm. Taraji P. Henson, Will Arnett. They're all voices in the new Lego 2 movie. And we're also going to talk with the cast of the new Taraji P. Henson movie, What Men Want. Tracy Morgan's in that. Erica Badu, who... Mm-hmm. She got booed on the stage at the Aragon this past weekend regarding some statements that she made on stage about R. Kelly. So I plan on talking with her about that. We'll have some comments on that next week. But yeah, there's a bunch of people from those two movies that we're going to talk to, and then be back in Chicago instead of LA to watch the Screen Actors Guild Awards, so we can comment on all
excellent.
On Monday.
And Chris Pratt just got engaged over the weekend, didn't he?
To Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's daughter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like, that is
That'd
weird.
Be interesting.
That's progressive.
That's very progressive.
The daughter's name, as you may know, Bozo Schwarzenegger.
Bozo Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Ask him that. You just got
like
engaged
to before.
Bozo Schwarzenegger.
Safe travels, Dean.
Be careful, Dean.
All right, see you guys. Have a good weekend.
It's Thank Dean you. Richards, you guys. He's Dean. All right, we'll take a quick break in just a little bit.